The average 3-day charter fishing package in Sitka costs about $2,500. That means it falls squarely within the range of the new increased sales tax cap. And the new cap will go into effect on July 1st, which is square in the middle of the charter fishing season. And that is the problem. Ann Wilkinson does invoicing for several charter operators. She said most sell their packages months in advance.
So in other words, I've already paid. And if you make this effective July 1st, we're going to have to greet them at the airport with our hands out and say, please give me $60 more if you want to come to Sitka.
That's the $60 more in sales tax that would be due on a $2,500 fishing package. A 4-day package, which might cost about $3,000, would see an increase of about $90. Charter operators said they can't demand more money from customers after the price has already been agreed upon.
And asking us to just sort of eat it and pay it out of our own pockets would be a huge hit. You know, I don't even know if we could do it.
That's Seth Bone. He was one of nearly a dozen people from the charter industry who lined up to testify against raising the sales tax cap. They called it too steep and too sudden. Many said they were resigned to the increase itself, especially to fund schools, but they asked that it go into effect after this fishing season so they can build it into their pricing for next year. And mostly, they said they feel singled out. Here's Teresa Weiser of Wild Strawberry Lodge.
For 25 years, we have contributed in many ways to the town's economy. With city sales tax, bed tax, fish box tax, utilities, mortgage fees, our company supports the town economy in many, many different ways, and I feel that this is a very unfair increase targeted to our industry.
I'd like to start by saying I'm a huge supporter of schools and the education of our people.
That's Mike Trotter of Baranoff Wilderness Lodge. He said the cost of schools should be shared equally by all citizens.
You know how some of Sitka views us charter industry, but you know what, this tax, it, especially when it's right on an agenda with a alcohol and a tobacco tax, which is sometimes referred to as a sin tax. Is that how the city council and this city views this charter industry? Are we now sinners and have to carry this brunt of this tax to support our schools? I sure hope not.
Assembly members said they aren't targeting anyone. And indeed, charters hardly came up when the ordinance originally passed on first reading. Member Michelle Putz said the city's options are just limited. The school district needs an additional $1 million this year to avoid teacher layoffs, and options like raising property taxes or increasing the summer sales tax would have to go to a vote. That money might not be available for years. But the assembly can raise the sales tax cap on its own, and the city estimates it would bring in about $400,000 towards their goal. Putz said, that's the bottom line.
When you see my name on a bunch of taxes, it's not that I want to raise taxes, but if we want to fund the schools, which we've heard a lot of people say we do, we gotta find a means to do it. And this is one of very few means that we have.
As a compromise, Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter proposed exempting any sales in which the price was already agreed upon before the new ordinance was passed, but city staff warned that that would be unenforceable. At this point in the meeting, commercial fisherman Eric Jordan marched up to the podium.
Folks, sometimes the absurdity of the situation just strikes me. You have people begging that really rich people who can afford to buy a plane ticket up here and go on carbon-guzzling boats out here yet can't afford to help us pay for our schools in what our representative calls a fiscal apocalypse. I also plan to sell a bunch of fish this summer. I am more than willing to pay extra. So please don't exempt me. And I don't think you should be exempting anybody else here either.
And in the end, the assembly seemed to agree. The vote to exempt some sales failed by a vote of 3-4. Stephen Eisenbeiss summed up the feeling at the table.
I took the time to look up some rates of some of the people who have spoken tonight. One of them, for a 4-day package, was $3,250. One could assume that $90 on top of that isn't going to make a whole lot of difference.
Eisenbeiss ended up voting against the ordinance, but he was in the minority, along with Aaron Swanson. The assembly voted 5-2 to raise the sales tax cap. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.